Hello, 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 world of floaters. I am James, and today I want to talk about my period of time that I was feeling very depressed from iFloaters. Now, before we continue with this video, I do want to just say, if you can, please like and subscribe to the World of Floaters channel. I would highly appreciate it. And if you can't watch this or would like to listen to this and are on the go, you can find this video in podcast form on Spotify, Anchor, Breaker, Google Podcasts, etc. And I do kind of want to put this out there that you might see me look down from time to time. What I did was I kind of made an outline on what I wanted to talk about in this video because I didn't want to leave too many things out, because this is a serious topic and it's something that I know some of you are going through because of the iFloaters. So first and foremost, I want to start with my story in the beginning. Kind of not like the beginning of the iFloaters, but the beginning where I started to feel depressed because of the iFloaters. I was in this dark place wondering, why me? What's going on with me? Is there some kind of underlying issue? I was thinking like maybe I had some kind of disease or diabetes, could be anything. So I wanted to go to the doctors and get my blood tested. I would go to the doctors. They would tell me nothing's wrong with me, but I'm seeing all these crazy things floating through my eye. So it was really bringing me down. I didn't want to go outside. I was feeling lazy. I couldn't do simple things like go outside and play at the park with my daughter. And that was one of the biggest depressing factors to me. And also, when I first got the floaters, I was in a brand new city, the city of Las Vegas, and it was very bright. And wow, I could see the floaters like unbelievably, like never before. One of the other things that kind of drove me crazy was I felt like nobody understood me. Nobody really understood what I was talking about. I felt like they thought I was just acting crazy, that I was just making things up and making an excuse to not want to go outside and an excuse to be lazy. And I'm like, no, you know, this isn't me. And it just took me into a dark place. And I never, you know, thought of like self-harm or nothing like that. And I would never do those kind of things or even consider it. But I know since starting the World of Floaters Instagram that a lot of people out there do. And I know the depression you're going through, and everybody's different. Everybody has different chemical balances in their body, and something like iFloaters could be driving you crazy to the point that you want to take it to an even darker place. And I just want to make this video and put it out there to let you know that there is people that understand and know what you're going through, and they're here, right here in the World of Floaters, other places on the internet as well. You can just look it up. A lot of people are very nice and they will speak with you about it. Hopefully you can find some of those people to talk to right here in the comments. I'm hoping that a lot of people can comment and kind of go over this too. But something that I wanted to talk about as well is how I overcame the depression phase of my iFloaters. So I started searching for others like me, like I just said. You can find the people in the comments, and just by kind of putting, just searching. If you search, I mean, people are in the comments, and they're out there, and they will talk with you, and that helps a lot because you don't feel like you're some alienated person from the world that, you know, is suffering through these iFloaters, because it is suffering at the end of the day. Any kind of physical disability is, and I think that whatever it is you're going through, you know, you should probably talk to others that have it as well. It might help out a lot. Another thing that helped me overcome is I accepted that if I wasn't going to get a surgery, that I needed to just accept this in my life. I needed to figure out a way to say, okay, this is it. This is what my life is now. This is what I'm going to be seeing now. I had to kind of dig deep down inside and tell myself, there's no turning back. This is how I'm living now. So once you come to terms with that and you're able to accept whatever the flaw may be, I mean, it helps out a lot. I used to be insecure about certain things, like about my appearance. Like, I used to feel like, oh, my nose is big, you know, but then I accepted, like, okay, I got a big nose, whatever, you know. Now I don't care. Now I can, you know, make fun of it. And even like the eye floaters too. Now, instead of looking at my eye floaters as this terrible thing that is so bothersome, now I kind of visualize the eye floater as a positive attribute, as something that kind of gives me strength, because I know that I overcame a dark period in my life. And so now when I see the eye floaters, it kind of makes me excited. I'm like, yeah, I'm a stronger individual because people, you know, they get the eye floaters and it takes them down. And I was one of those people. So now that I'm able to overcome that, it's just a reminder that I am strong, basically. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about here? Oh, yeah. I had to remind myself that there's others in the world who literally can't see at all. Like, there's blind people in the world, and I can still see. I am not physically blind. Yes, I have the eye floaters, but I could see. So that definitely helped me overcome the depression and get to where I am now. And also something that helped a lot was my prescription sunglasses. They got polarized tint on them. They got glare protection. And I wear them if it's daytime, no matter what. And it helps so much with the eye floaters. It almost makes it to where you can barely see them. And somebody also pointed this out to me, that the polarized sunglasses helps them a lot as well. So that was a big one. Let's see what else we got here. Wearing hats. Wearing hats will help you cope with the eye floaters and help you go on with your days. And also just focusing on the bigger picture of my life, like the goals, my daily goals, weekly goals, yearly goals, just like, you know, the long-term goals. Focusing on those things more definitely helped me get out of my depression phase with the eye floaters. And yeah, and I just wanted to stay on track here. Sorry, I keep looking down at my notes here because I don't want to leave too many things out, because this is a serious topic and I want to make sure I do my best. Still, from time to time, I do get frustrated, but I'm okay. And every time I talk with you all, and it helps me out a lot. Please follow my Instagram if you haven't yet, and subscribe to the YouTube page. Weekly videos coming soon. I have big plans and ideas coming at you all to help with these issues. And yeah, also, if you would like to donate to the page, the World of Floaters, and to the community, you can do so on the Cash App and Venmo at JIMMYEJR, Jimmy E. Jr. It'll help me kind of expand the channel and just make better content and reach out to more of the world and help spread the world, not world, but the word, because that's one of the things I want to do, is I want to spread the word, and I want to maybe reach out to some people that could help. So, all right, y'all, that'll conclude this video and this podcast. I appreciate you all for tuning in. Love you all. Make sure you subscribe. Gotta subscribe. All right. Talk to you soon.